connection with the parampara or the lineage in which we have taken initiation. We can review our life, how is everything going, and we can also renew our life. We can review it, look back, and we can renew it in the sense of seeing what we can learn from the ceremony. The Lord can be always attained or pleased if we dedicate ourselves to Him. Krishna says so to the gopis in Vrindavan, that by your love for me, I wanted to say something else. He says there is no need of a marriage. To the yajñapatis, the wives of the brahmanas who want to be with them in his close proximity, he says, there is no need that you follow me around the forest of Vrindavan. This closeness or proximity, this nearness can be attained by just hearing about me and worshipping me. That I always view the initiation ceremony as something like this. We make commitments to hear the holy name, to worship Krishna, and in this way be close to Him. So I always feel an initiation ceremony is not only relevant to the few devotees who take the sacred rites of initiation, but it is relevant for us to be also there. And I will say something which I feel is good for you. So knowing that all of you are here, I don't feel comfortable with this position. I will, so that I can see and address all of you, not just four people. Wait a minute, I don't want to place my... That's acceptable, I think. This, yes. All right, so can I give this to you, please? One moment, Gaurahari, I see you. How do we make this? I give this to you, the neck beads also. Krishna, please allow me to sit down. You are more qualified than me in many ways, and I feel a little shy to be so public in this function, but this one of my services, so I will sit here and speak as if I'm someone important. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Du brauchst nicht nervös zu sein. Es ist alles unter der Aufsicht des Herrn. It's also unusual. We have a Mataji priest here, Damodar Priya, who is the head pujari here and knows the ceremonies and all the brahmanas have said she is the best, she should do it. So we are following the blessings of the brahmanas. Let us please pay our obeisances to Srila Prabhupada. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Bhaskaryare Zatarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasari Go Bhakta Vinda Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Suti Devi
Pranamami Hari Priye. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate. Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostude. Jayatam Surato Pango Mama Manda Mate Gati Matsarvasva Padam Bojo Shiradham Namohano Shishiradha Madana Mohano Shishiradha Madana Mohano Vanchakalpataru Vaisha Kripa Sindhu Vai Vacha Padita Nam Vavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
My dear devotees who are getting initiated and my dear devotees who are kindly participating and blessing this ceremony. Let us stop for a moment in our busy life and ask ourselves the question, what really are the teachings of the Vedic scriptures? What do they express? What are the main points which we have to understand and rest or base our life upon? As we ask this question for the essence of our spiritual life, three answers come to us. All the Vedic scriptures and our entire process of Krishna consciousness deals really with three big points. Sambandha, that is the understanding of who we are in essence, who God is, what is our relationship, and what we are doing here in this world, what is our essential effort in this world, Sambandha. How we relate to this world. Then a second very important point is Prayojana. What is the goal? What is Krishna like? What is his feelings, his activities? How can we relate to him? What is pure love? And then in between these two, Sambandha, an initial understanding of who we are and who is God and what we are in relationship to the world, and Prayojana, our highest goal. In between these two poles, connecting these three poles is Abhidheya. That is the process, how I can get from my conditioned state in this material world as a lost soul, in effect. How can I get from here to the treasured goal of my life, to Krishna? What is Prayojana? What to do? If I want to come to Vrindavan, at a certain stage, the question how I will get there will become most important. Will I ride on a donkey? Will I fly in an airplane? Will I drive by train and go over the waterways, the oceans? How do I get there? So meeting a spiritual parampara and meeting a spiritual master means really to meet someone who tells me and convinces me about Sambandha and Abhidheya, what I am, what I am in relationship to God, and how do I get there.
There's a very nice discussion on the ocean front of Puri, which took place many, many years ago. Here, Haridas Thakur, the Nam Acharya, is visited by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asks him a couple of questions. And Haridas Thakur then gives the answer. Sometimes his body, he's very thin, he's very austere, ascetic, is trembling with excitement. Often he cries while he speaks, being so deeply moved because the subjects are that much of importance. So one subject which arrives there is how can someone take to the subject matter of chanting the Hare Krishna in mantra in earnestness? And he is, Haridas Thakur is recognizing this question. Gauranga asked him, how does this all start and how does it go well? And Haridas then with great humility says, you know everything, but you make me speak. You want to hear it from my lips, and you want that what I say is good for everyone else who comes afterwards and hears about our discussion. I want to say, when the conditioned soul, says Haridas Thakur, meets a sadhu, a saintly person, then the sadhu will inform him about his relationship with Krishna. And he will understand, wow, I'm actually not what I thought. I am a tiny little soul. A little soul. Wow. And he rejoices in this understanding. I am an eternal jiva. And then the sadhu will say, and Krishna is your infinite master. And this world which you find around you is not a place for your enjoyment. It is an opportunity for you to become again fully present in your relationship with Krishna. No? You can correct your absent-minded mentality and you can become a servant of God. So Haridas Thakur speaks like this, and then he says, so then the sadhu, taking compassion on the poor soul, will tell him about the prime means, the sublime process of chanting the holy names, and that soul will then later eventually become connected to the sadhu through the process of initiation, and in this way he is linked not only with that particular soul but with the whole parampara. And it's a wonderful discussion. For those of you who are liking spiritual literature, you must read Harinam Chintamani. It is all there. So let us summarize to have a good starting point for this lecture. The soul who is has really lost his active relationship with Krishna. It's still there, but it's not active. It's sleeping. It's dormant. Huh? Meets a devotee, a sadhu, who then explains to him, you are a part of God. You know, he may quote the Upanishads which say, O child of immortality, O child of eternity, who once resided in the kingdom of God. And the soul becomes enthusiastic. Yes, that's my home. I recognize it. Now listen how you can go back there. In this initiation which we are giving today, we will give the first initiation, that is the initiation in the Maha Mantra, and we will give the second initiation, which is a support of the holy name. It should be seen as something which helps us to focus our mind on Krishna, because we chant these powerful Gopal mantra there, and we meditate about Krishna in such a way that we are even able to climb on the altar. We little ants climb on the altar and worship the Lord by these mantras which we have received in the second initiation. It should not be seen that we should ask the question now, what is the relationship of first initiation and second initiation? The best way I can explain it, and I tried to explain it in the Gayatri book, with an analogy which I once heard when I was on Braj Mandal Parikram from His Holiness Lokanath Maharaj, and I really liked it, and I've repeated it again and again. See, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is the most important mantra. Therefore, it is called Maha Mantra. And its effect is also most powerful, because it is technically a mantra where Radha and Krishna are found together. Hare Krishna. No? It is very powerful, and it extends from the highest position, that's the spiritual world, to the lowest position, a person in this material world. You can compare it with a circle. It comes down into the world, the Hare Krishna mantra, picks up a person in a low position. I can only show it like this because I hope you will not forget this. And then it can take that soul to the highest position in the spiritual world. Now, what is the Gopal Gayatri mantra in relation? The Gopal Gayatri is it's a mantra which confidentially, if you enter it deeply, describes Krishna, it describes Govinda, and it describes the Lord with His most loving associates. That is a mantra which you can, which is not given to those who are in the lowest position. Oh? It's highly qualified brahmanas are given this. We have one Ananga Manjari and Devi Dasi, highly qualified Brahmani, will get this. Not all of us can easily get it. And after, she had to pass through fire to get that. So much testing. To make sure she's really, really glistening gold-like in her qualities. And she is like this now. That mantra doesn't go to the lowest. We have to be qualified to get it. But listen to this. It also will not really liberate us to the highest position, because it's the Hare Krishna mantra, which is called the, here Madhavananda knows all these things. What is it? Triati? Taraka. Taraka Brahmana. It's in this age the Brahmana, the God, divine God, who liberates all of us. So the Gopal Gayatri mantra, this is the range of the Hare Krishna mantra. Huh? It comes from the highest position, Radha and Krishna in their loving pastimes. It comes to the lowest position, as small timers, as Jagai and Madais, right? But it takes us, if we chant it, and brings us, maybe not so fast as, but it brings us gradually here. Huh? The Gopal Gayatri mantra doesn't extend to the lowest position. It does not also is not Taraka Brahmana in this age. So it can be seen as a circle within the circle, which by no means is less important. It just has a different function. It is composed of the divine names of the Lord. It talks about the pastimes, and it's very confidential and very high. It's not less important, but its range. Do you know range? Spannweite, power, efficacy, and all of this is in that circle. No? Whereas the Mahamantra works in the large circle. Think about it, discuss it with your friends. You will understand it after some time. Today, the two types of initiations are given. What could this all mean for us as observers or witnesses of the festival? In the Bhagavad Gita, in the 15th chapter, Krishna describes the spiritual world. And gives wonderful description of how this world is self-sufficient. There's nothing which is needed in this world, not the light of the sun, not the light of the moon, nor electricity. It's absolutely pure, and it's manifested from his own Swarup Shakti, his own energy. So this... when Prabhupada comments on this verse, he says, and I so much like it, because this is my spiritual master. He is like this. He said, one should become fascinated by this information and become enthusiastic to go to that world. I think all of us should see very carefully in our heart, are you fascinated in your life? Are you enthusiastic to go back to Krishna? Sometimes, my dear devotees, you become cold. Your temperature becomes less and you become half dead. Hare Krishna. It's when that intensity, that orientation, that mati means inclination, becomes disturbed, then our spiritual life loses its fascinating thrill. It loses its power, its splendor, in the form of, you know, devotees may not look so effulgent any longer. So just go back when this happens to the time, this is a little cure, to the time when you came to the initiation fire, when you were sweating because you were so nervous. My God, I never did this. You know, how it will happen. And how you nevertheless went, you know. One of our initiates yesterday almost had a nervous breakdown. And I was there in one initiation. It was in Vrindavan. And one devotee who was getting initiated fainted. Boom! And everyone was very concerned, and I was going, wonderful, we should faint. This is the right response. Wonderful. It is a great event. It is not something something we should approach cold-hearted, you know. And I was congratulating the devotee profusely as he lay on the ground. You know, he came back after a few minutes. It was not something serious. It was just nervousness, maybe a little water was required, dehydration, but we should approach God with a trembling inside, an excitement, an eagerness, you know, because that is the price for that spiritual state of being near to him. You should approach God with a trembling, not with a "na und." "Na und" is a German way of saying, What's so special, you know? I will now try to perform this ceremony. I'm useless, as those who know me closer are aware of. I'm useless because I'm not yet where I should be after 40 years of practice. I can only do this because I do know that in spiritual life the Lord is full of forgiveness to his devotees. He doesn't see their faults. I can do it because I'm doing it as a servant of my own spiritual master. And I'm requesting those who take the initiation to be very clear about what this means. It's a connection which connects you here to this glorious Sampradaya, where you will find the real great souls: Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta, Saraswati Thakur, who's also called by his disciples Prabhupada, Gurkishore Das Babaji, the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, you know, Narad Muni, Brahma. Oh, these are giants. And we can enter their school through the door of initiation, a formal recognition. And you should celebrate this day as some mercy day. I like to quote one poem. I was a black ant on a black stone in a dark night in a dark universe. But you, my Lord, found me. Hare Krishna. It's a very beautiful poem. We are found somehow by the merciful servitors of Godhead roaming this world and trying to give pleasure to Srimati Radhika, who always wants to expand the circle of the servitors of her beloved Lord. No, we should not forget. On this initiation day, all of you should ask a question: how rich are you in Shraddha? Shraddha should be the wealth of us. What is your faith? Yes, I know this is a tough question, and it's enough to let the cartel slip out of our hands and bang on the ground. How deep is our Shraddha? And what can we do to increase our Shraddha? Because only when our Shraddha is increased will we be blessed with inner strength called virya. Strength which is so necessary in this age of Kali, where you need to decide what is essential and what is unessential, what needs to be left aside. This Shraddha, beautiful queen of Shraddha, is something which we want to strengthen as we see the initiation fire. Shraddha in what? Shraddha, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, first and foremost in the scriptures and in the process which the scriptures proclaim, the chanting of the holy name. On this day, one day after Radhastami, my dear devotees, pray for Shraddha to enter your heart. This is also one of the expansions. Well, here I'm not sure. I don't want to speculate something. So, the Shraddha Devi is very much required. And do you know where to strengthen the Shraddha? Do you know how to get this rare item in your heart? The Shraddha, which is the only condition which for our bhakti tradition. You must have the Shraddha. As Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains this in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the Shraddha is the qualification and therefore the only condition. You can obtain the Shraddha only in the association of devotees, where you hear and chant and so on. So this festival hopefully helps all of us in strengthening our Shraddha on this day. Hare Krishna. Dobro, good. So now we will enter the proceedings of the ceremony. Our Damodar Priya will guide us now. What will be the next steps? Soll ich dir das Mikrofon geben?